dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Well, welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. I'm your host. I'm Debbie Dashinger, and I'm thrilled to be here with you, all you dreamers, you achievers, people who are ready to make their lives, the world, the planet, humanity better. And you're my people, that's for sure. Well, this show was created for you to inspire all of us to keep taking steps towards our dreams and turn them into our reality. I really know to the bottom of my core that when we create dreams, we are expressing our soul out into the world, and I also know that we're helping to change the planet. More joyful, more creative, more expansive, more compassionate. I'm going to be talking about how we can possibly feel good right now, like wherever you are. If you're feeling good, even better. And if you're not so much, we can certainly make that new choice. And later on, I'm going to be bringing Dr. Jean Logan on the show. She is a conscious channel for over 15 years, and Jean brings in powerful healing glyphs and symbols that have the ability to heal, transform, and enlighten. So feeling good indeed. How can we feel good right now? Well, interesting. Let's just talk about the concepts of light and darkness. It really doesn't take very much light to wipe out the darkness. So if you're feeling that inside, invite in the light of which you be anyway. Can you imagine if every morning people from all over the world got up early so they could watch the sun come up? We're so accustomed to miracles happening around us every day that we don't even see them as miracles anymore. The sun rising, miracle. Setting, miracle. Breathing, that our bodies do that on their own, miracle. So really, what has to happen in order for you to feel good? Do you require having somebody hug you, kiss you, make love to you, tell you how much they respect and appreciate you? Do you require making $1 million? Do you have to hit below par golf? Do you have to be acknowledged by your boss? Do you have to achieve all of your goals? Do you have to drive the right car, go to the right parties, be known by the right people? Do you need to be spiritually evolved or wait until you achieve total enlightenment? Do you have to run 5 miles a day? Really? What really has to happen in order for you to feel good? Well, the truth is that nothing has to happen. Nothing, no thing has to happen in order for you to feel good. You can feel good right now for absolutely no reason. Think about it. If you make $1 million, the $1 million doesn't give you pleasure. It's your rule that says, when I hit this mark, then I'll give myself permission to feel good. And in that moment when you decide to feel good, you send a message to your brain to change your responses in your muscles, your body, your breathing, and you change the biochemistry within your nervous system, which causes you to feel the sensations you call pleasure. So as long as we structure our lives in a way where our happiness is dependent upon something we cannot control, then we'll experience pain. So what if we created a new rule? What if your rule for today is that you're going to enjoy each event no matter what happens? And it isn't that you won't have expectations. It's that you decide that no matter what happens, you'll find a way to enjoy it. You'll just choose, make a decision, I'll enjoy this. So life is really a variable event. Let's allow ourselves to adapt, to grow, to enjoy, to flow. This is so my dharma right now, my life lesson, because I can control with the best of them. Control has been my friend for many years. It's helped me achieve great things. But today, now, control is begging to be released from its job and to be transmuted into something different, which is much more flowing and of ease, and knowing that there is something way greater than me that has got this, of which I am a part of. So really, we're the ultimate judge and jury. And if I were to ask you, for example, hey, do you have a great body? How would you respond? It would depend on whether you think you meet a certain set of criteria that you believe constitutes having a great body. You know, somebody recently asked me, are you successful? I was being interviewed and I said, absolutely. The radio host asked me, what has to happen in order for you to feel successful? And with a huge grin, I explained, it's so easy. All I have to do is get up, look down, and see that I am above ground. And the host and the show's engineer laughed. And I said, every day above ground is a great day. I'm alive. So again, I remind you how successful we are the moment we pull back the covers each morning. And can you imagine if every morning you got up early so you could watch the sun come up? What if you decide to experience everything today as the miracle that it actually is? On the show today is Dr. Jean Logan, who is an ordained minister, has a doctorate in holistic nutritional healing, and is the director of Holy Ground Farm, a nonprofit that provides services to indigenous children. Jean has an extensive knowledge of many types of healing energy. She's the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, now in over 80 countries, and Sacred Symbols of Light, with all profits going to provide opportunities for needy children. Again, a conscious channel for over 15 years, Jean Logan brings in powerful healing glyphs and symbols that have the ability to heal, transform, and enlighten. And this information comes from the highest spiritual source. The glyphs, the symbols, are the language of light that is given to assist mankind at a pivotal time. Her website is Dr. Jean Logan, that's J-E-A-N-L-O-G-A-N, Jean Logan, drjeanlogan.com. Jean, it is so great to have you in the light on Dare to Dream today. Welcome.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm having an anxious excitement just reading your bio about the potential conversation we can have about conscious channeling and conscious healing. And I love that you talk about the information that comes to you is from the light of the light. Powerful.
Right. First thing I want to mention is my first book, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs. Many people say, what is a glyph? Okay, I want to explain what a glyph is.
All right, what is a glyph?
A glyph is a symbol that has meaning. Think about hieroglyphics, like on the tombs in Egypt, or like in the Southwest where you have drawings on the side of a cave. It can be just a little simple drawing on a piece of paper. It's a symbol that has meaning.
Okay. And how? Yeah, and so a symbol that has meaning. I know in your book, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, it talks about these small drawings called glyphs that contain divinely guided programming statements. Whoa, what is that? What is that, and how does that have a healing effect?
Well, why don't I explain and how this first came to me?
Mm-hmm.
I, for some reason, I was fascinated by these, the word glyphs. I didn't really know what they were all about, and I typed them into the internet, and it said Mayan glyphs, and they had some pictures, and I cut them out, and it didn't really mean much to me. But I knew I was in a situation where I was very depressed, unhappy, and fear just controlled my life.
Mm.
So I thought, well, I just was curious about these glyphs. And then one day I got an email from someone, and it had in it a glyph, which was a picture of a like a little centipede, mm-hmm. and it had a little squiggly line around it. And it said that this glyph would remove parasites from our body that held fear in us. And I thought, wow, fear, that was always my issue. My whole life was controlled by fear. And I thought, oh, well, let's see. It's a, this was in us since the days of Babylonia and Atlantis. And I found this very fascinating. I printed out the page. I cut out the glyph, which ended up to be about 2 inches high. And it said, use with integrity. And I thought, well, I'm not sure exactly what they mean, but how can you not? But I must have been guided to put it on my solar plexus. And for anyone who doesn't know what the solar plexus is, there's, it's where the rib cage kind of comes to an upside-down V in the middle, right shortly above the navel. And is when I did that, I felt this tremendous commotion going on over in my liver, which is just right of that. And it was like something jumping around in there. And I thought, what in heaven's name is going on? After a little while, it subsided. And I thought, well, I didn't know what it was. I think I had it, and I think it's gone. When I tried it the next day, nothing happened. So I thought, well, I'm sure it's gone. And I'm going to take a step back. A few years ago, before that, I was not one who was born seeing and hearing and, you know, spirits and all that.
Right.
And so I was meditating one day, and I saw writing, like, on a chalkboard. And I felt like this was telling me to try guided writing. And so I went out, took a note paper, and I went out on the deck, and I tried clearing my mind. It's not always easy. And just wrote what came to me, and then nothing came. The first page was just gibberish. But the second page, I started getting some very clear messages. And that was the beginning of when I started guided writing. So the glyph came after that. And by the time I had gotten this glyph, I was already getting guided writings from my spirit guides. So I asked them, I said, whoever was able to take that drawing and put it on a piece of paper and give it that much power, I can do that because God has given us everything. We all have the power. And so they told me, well, you just take a piece of paper, draw a picture of what you want this to look like and what you want, another where you want it, what you want it to mean. And then have a little ceremony. And I thought, ceremony? Okay, candle prayer, I can do ceremony. And so I tried this with joy, energy. Well, I didn't have many results. So after that, a friend called me, and she had broken a glass bowl, and a piece went deep in her foot, and she managed to get the glass out. But this was 2 weeks later, and it was very badly infected, and she wasn't able to get that infection resolved. So she said, what can I do? I don't want to take antibiotics. And so I asked her, I said, Kathy, would you be willing to do a little experiment with me? And I'd like to create a glyph to see if we can do clear this up. And she said, okay. And so I created two glyphs. One, like a drawing of a little amoeba, that would kill bacteria, and then the second one to speed healing. And I emailed them to her. And the very next day, she called and she said, wow, these glyphs are working. She said, the pain is gone, the swelling is gone, the redness is gone.
So what is she doing with the glyph? Is she looking at it, meditating?
Oh, no, she taped them over. I'm sorry, I left that instruction out. She taped them over the bandage that she had on there.
Let me ask you this. So, for instance, I have recently found out through a periodontist, I need to have some major work done. I've never had anything like this extensively, but gum surgery, there is infection, and I have three teeth that I will need implants. And I'm so not excited about this. I have perfect, beautiful teeth. And are you saying that if I were to receive a glyph
First of all, are they abscessed?
Say I had to take antibiotics. So
okay.
It sounds to me like you're saying that this could potentially, even for something like that, help with other ailments?
Yeah, in my second book, I had two abscessed teeth. And in my second book, I created a glyph for abscess teeth because I had, I mean, one had swollen up. It was just really, and but then I used these glyphs and I programmed in there to regrow the root. Because oftentimes what happens is the root is dying.
Right, and the bone is going away as well.
Right, and so I reprogrammed it, and immediately the infection was gone. And I used this for a while. I had never got the teeth pulled, and I will not get a root canal. I'm not into root canals. And so I have no problem right now. I am working on, now I have crowns all the way around in the back. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've had good teeth, and now if they're, the idea that an abscess tooth cannot be healed is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mistake. Yeah, and
cool.
I don't blame you for being upset if you've had beautiful teeth and all of a sudden somebody tells you, and you might even get a second opinion. There aren't many holistic dentists out there, but they're worth looking for.
Right.
Because too often they want to do extensive work that could be avoided in another way.
All right. Well, thank you. And maybe we can talk later about a
sure.
glyph I can potentially use because this sounds exciting. I want to go back to your friend who's having issues. She's putting
mm-hmm.
these glyphs that you sent on top of her bandage.
On top of the bandage. She placed it over the bandage.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And she's starting to write to you. She's having results.
Right.
Things are going away, getting better.
Right, right. And so I thought, oh, that's it. I'm on my way. I know, you know. And I realized the reason I couldn't get this for joy, it's because we have all this negative baggage that we are holding. We're holding so much fear, sadness, anxiety, guilt inside of us. And so the first glyph after that I created was one to remove fear.
Hmm.
And after I created it and I put it on my solar plexus, and I felt like a little vacuum cleaner was pulling stuff out of my arms, out of my breasts. I could just feel it
wow.
drawing out. And what I understand it does is it transitions it to light. It removes the negative energy and it is replaced with God's light. This is truly healing from the light of God. And this is healing of the future. Someday, that's the way we'll do healing. We won't do all this cutting and drug stuff. So then I went and created another one to remove anger and fear and anger and resentment. My first marriage, I was married to an alcoholic for 20 years, so you can imagine I had a lot
yeah.
of anger and resentment. And I'd want to remove sadness and want to remove guilt. And many of us who have been brought up in this background where everything is naughty, we carry a lot of guilt on us. And so I was just kept on with every emotion that I could think of. And each time, I'm very sensitive to energy, and each time I could feel something going on. I could feel something being drawn out of the body. And I slowly went from being very depressed to feeling better and better all the time. And I never felt like I was doing this for anybody but me. I wasn't worried about anybody out there. This was just trying to take care of my issues, my problems.
Then so, Jean, you're saying that a small drawing on a piece of paper can kill bacteria and viruses. A picture of an insect can remove parasites from the body. A 2-inch drawing can heal disease glands and organs, and that these glyphs are capable of drawing out negative emotions that hold us back, can transmute toxic matter, and instead infuse the body into light. When we come back, we're going to be asking more questions about these glyphs and how we can potentially use them, and also more about symbols with Dr. Jean Logan. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Sign up for free newsletters with show replay links, inspiring videos, and upcoming events at debbiedachinger.com. That's DACHINGER.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to debbiedashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I am interviewing Dr. Jean Logan at drjeanlogan.com. Jean, we were talking about glyphs and what's possible. How can we use them? How can we find the right glyph for us? What do you recommend?
Well, with people getting the first book, I recommend they start with all of the emotional healing glyphs, because we all have a lot of stuff buried within us, and at the root of every physical problem is an emotional problem. A good example might be cancer, where typically the emotional problem is resentment. And this is why so many people who are treated for cancer and feel they're healed, later it comes back because they haven't let go. It's that old story, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. That is what the core is the emotional problems, the fear, the anger, the resentment that we're carrying. They're making us sick. So that's what I tell people, is to start with that first book. If they just get the one book, get that one, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, and use the emotional healing glyphs first.
There's directions in the book what we do with the glyphs, where we put them, or how we work with them?
Right. Each glyph, the first book has 30 glyphs in it. Each glyph has a cover page telling a large picture of it and telling what it does and how to use it. And then after that, there's what's called the patch page. And that has 16 of that one particular glyph. Because there's times you will use, there's one for detoxification. And the detoxification will pull out every heavy metal and every chemical that's in your body. And you would take a strip of four of those, of the small glyphs, And then I would recommend to start also a strip of parasite, removing parasite glyphs, because you don't know if you have parasites. If you don't, there's no harm. But if you do, it will get rid of the parasites. And at the beginning, I take four of those, and I tape them under my rib cage on the right side. And that will clean out your liver of a lot of stuff. And how long it takes, I would wear that at night. And you get some medical tape and wear that at night.
Fantastic. So where do these come from? I mean, we hear about hieroglyphs. Where do these healing glyphs come from?
Well, I got a reading from the lady who first originated that glyph from that I saw. And she said, that's why I'm here. And she had me go into a meditation. And she said she saw me sitting before these stone tablets somewhere in a cavern in Peru. And that was where I was getting them. And also I'm getting them, I've gotten two stories. The other one is from, there's a, from ancient Egypt, a being called Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, and I'm getting some of them from Thoth as well, which I believe both of these stories. So I'm getting them from more than one source. But as I would continued on working with this channeling, eventually the one time I was standing in the kitchen and I thought, I wonder if God would talk to me. And I heard very clearly, well, yes, I'll talk to you. And I grabbed my notebook and ran in the other room and got just one simple but very profound reading. God will talk to anyone. We just have to be willing to listen. We just have to quiet ourselves enough to listen.
I so believe that. Absolutely. And you have another book, Sacred Symbols of Light, and that talks about 34 empowered symbols, sacred symbols. What is possible by using these sacred symbols of light?
Oh, there's unlimited possibilities. Unlimited possibilities. I have a glyph for every organ and gland. The eyes, my ex-husband, it healed him of cataracts and glaucoma. I healed myself. I had a major issue with my gallbladder. It really kind of scared me. I will not let any doctor cut me open unless I'm dead or dying. And I kind of ignored a lot of discomfort in the gallbladder area. And then finally, it got really, I thought, I'm in trouble here. And so I have glyph for the gallbladder, to heal the gallbladder. I had one for bacteria and viruses. I put four of those on. I took four of the detoxification one. And just for good measure, I had one for also to heal malignancies. And I piled all four of them on there underneath my rib cage on the right side. And the next morning, the discomfort was about 80% gone. Within a week, it was 95% gone, and within a couple more weeks, it was completely gone. Because the detoxification glyph that I used also will dissolve stones that are in the gallbladder.
Amazing. So I find this exciting. I really do.
It is amazing. Like I say, this is the surgery of the future. I mean, now, sure, it took some time. It takes some effort. It's not fun taping some things to your skin, but I get some quality medical tape. But is that not getting somebody to cut you open and you know, remove your gallbladder?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Completely. And I want to give the listeners some synopsis here for Sacred Symbols of Light from Jean's book, that possible by using these symbols is to resolve malignancies, restore organs and glands that are diseased, resolve eye diseases, regenerate bone and cartilage loss, remove harmful vaccinations and repair their damage, remove etheric implants, resolve neurological problems, remove stagnant lymph, remove toxic matter from the body, including kidney stones and more. So I want to ask you, Jean, as a conscious channel, and all the people you see and speak to and work with, what are three things, patterns, that you see constantly in people that sabotages their efforts at a good or successful life? What are three things that are success or health killers?
I think what I would say they don't love themselves enough. When you love yourself, you take care of yourself. And that's one of the things the glyphs help, when you can love yourself. But you don't get enough exercise. We eat the wrong food. And when we love ourselves, we take better care of our body. And so often, many people, too, are looking for a silver bullet. They say, oh, I have this issue, a physical issue. Do you have a glyph for it? No, you need to start it. You have to take a path. It's a path. You didn't get sick overnight. It took a long time. People are not realistic about what they need to do and how they need to help themselves.
And then what are three things that you know as a conscious channel, if loving yourself and taking care of yourself are the very things that sabotage people in their happiness and success and health, what are three things you know that turn someone's efforts into massive success? What are winning actions or behaviors?
Well, there's a word that's not really a word called stick-to-itiveness. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, and I love the energy of it.
Just being persistent. Yes, I find that people will buy into a healing program, and then they'll buy into another one, and they'll go from this to this and this, and they want somebody to heal them. These are tools to help people heal themselves in the privacy of their own home. They're just tools. They are very powerful, powerful tools. But you have to be willing to work with them and use them. It's just that if you don't put something into it, you don't get anything out of it. You get tools and you stick them in the, just like gardening. You put them in the shed and they sit there, they don't do anything. And the same with, you get the books and they sit on the shelf, they don't do anything. Now, you can use these remotely. You can put them on a surrogate, whether it's for you or for someone else. You can do that. You can heal other. You can help other people with these glyphs with their soul's permission.
Wow. That's incredible.
Right.
This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter, my name, at Debbie Dashinger. And when we come back, we'll be speaking with Dr. Jean Logan about aging, is it a lie? How to get in touch with our purpose, and what about the matrix? Stay right there. We will be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness the Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm speaking with Dr. Jean Logan. Jean, I want to talk to you about aging. I see in the research I've done on you that you talk about aging being a lie. But I also want to say what I love is you're an amazing representative of this because you look spectacular. So why? How is aging a lie? And if that's true, why do we even perpetrate it against ourselves?
Well, we are being programmed to age. We are programmed to get sick. Mm-hmm. And sickness is not necessary. It's a choice. We are literally being programmed by the media, by the government, and everything. You see, all our cells hear everything we believe. If we believe, if we hear something and we believe it, then all our cells believe it. And then the body starts to age.
If it's a lie, how can we counteract that? So what I hear you saying is that we're living in a culture that supports that lie. So
right,
we're inundated, right?
Right? There are people called the Hunzas where women are having babies at 65 and they're living to 140. Oh, yes, yes. Not that we want to have babies at 65.
Not that we do. But
nobody
told
them. But they tell you, just think, they always tell you, you read it, you hear it, the doctors believe it, they believe it, they're programmed too, that women go through menopause at 45 or 50 years of age, right?
Right.
So we believe it, so our body starts to do that.
Mm.
Now, also, we are divine. Every one of us has the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't want us to know that. But we have the power. I do not get sick. I never get sick. I haven't had a cold or flu in 15 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've just given up. You have the power to choose. And that's part also of taking care of yourself. But we are programmed to fit into this mold, to get sick and die at a certain time. They would not want us living. I mean, look at the Bible. They lived hundreds of years in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened here? There's Buddhist monks that are supposed to be hundreds of years old. Of course, they live a very pure life. I mean, we have an atmosphere that's full of toxins. We got chemtrails up in the sky. We have all these chemicals in our food. And this is why it's very important to try to eat very... I get my groceries at the tailgate where the organic farmers bring their things.
Mm.
And I try to avoid, when you go in a grocery store, 95% of what's in there is not fit to eat.
Wow.
If it's in a box or a jar, it's really not fit to eat. It'll look and you see it says MSG or natural flavors is just a hiding place for MSG.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things break down our bodies. And the style we live, our cell phones are really not good for us.
Right.
So I recommend minimum use because we're not going to give them up. I'm sorry. We're not going to give them up. We're not ready to sleep out in a tent. Even electricity is bad. And one of the things I have in my house is I get these little plugs that you put in the outlets. And I also, in my second or third book, I have a third book, Symbols of the Dawn. And I have a little sticker that you can put on your telephone or appliances in order to keep these energies from harming your body, because electricity is not our friend, but we're not going to give it up. I mean, we're not going to give up our conveniences.
Yeah.
So we just have to work around them. And I avoid all things like bug sprays and mosquito repellents that are full of chemicals. Chemicals are damaging to our body. We need to stop and read labels, not just what we eat, but if you put it on your skin, if you wouldn't put it in your mouth, don't put it on your skin, because these chemicals are aging us. So we're playing into their game. We literally are playing into their game.
Jean, can you name a few products that you would use for shampoo, soaps, or put on your skin that you like and feel confident about?
Yeah, now, I get my shampoo. It comes in a bar from, and I wish I could tell you them. They're If you can search for these and find it, and I'm going to go and see if I can see the name of that. There are some. Try Your Health Food Store is a good place to start. Do your shopping more at health food stores and ask them and look at that. Make sure it has no chemicals in that would cause you any harm. Because that's putting something on your body. Shampoo's not so terribly bad. I don't use any other shampoo but a natural one. But the brief time it's on your head, I don't know how, whether that's going to be that serious or not. But I don't go and buy detergent for my dishwasher that's made pure and simple because I don't think they do a good job. Mm-hmm. And the same with washing my clothes. I just get those free of any perfumes or dyes, and I just deal with it that way, and I do put a little vinegar in my rinse water. I think we can do, we do some things that we do the best we can.
Yeah.
And fire retardant clothing, oh, they're terrible for children. They are terrible for children. We should always have pure organic cotton clothes for children.
Or hemp. Hemp is very good, yes?
Hemp. Oh, gosh, I hope we can get hemp.
They sell it here in California. You can absolutely, even at Whole Foods and so forth, and different clothing stores, but you can get hemp here, and it's beautiful. I mean, it looks like this combo platter of cotton and linen put together.
Uh-huh.
So highly recommended. I know that's also very nice for the body. And so good. These are some really good guidelines.
And right.
I love that you talk about the matrix because we all
right,
get
now,
that.
you might, before I go into that, you might just type in natural shampoos or natural, you might just do a little search. You can. The internet is so wonderful. You can search and find things. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of opportunities there. The matrix, we are living in a matrix. And this
totally.
Being programmed, right, this being programmed is part of it. And we're
that.
Seeing...
What does
we're
that mean
seeing,
for someone who doesn't understand what you mean by being programmed, the matrix being programmed and we're living in it? What does that mean?
Okay, well, I looked up the definition of the word matrix, and it's a computer-simulated existence where people are... learn to be controlled to be batteries. And I thought, batteries? Right. Batteries? I thought, we are providing energy to the 1%. Every time we buy stuff, we are providing energy to the 1%. And that's why they are controlling the, just like with the elections, they're controlling it. It's all rigged. And I don't think that we realized as much years ago as we do now. It's all rigged. And so this is why we have to want to step outside the matrix. I live in a pristine environment. I live up in the mountains. Of course, I'm retired, so I can do this. This is my second job. But we can free ourselves of the toxic environment as best we can. Now, if you have a job and you've got to live in the city and you've got to make a living, you do the best you can and try to find some kind of work that you can find that's enjoyable. Because when you hate your job, and I certainly have been there, I worked for the government and I think, I worked for the Army and I thought, oh, God, I don't belong here.
Oh, Jean, you and I have something very much in common. I did as well. I worked for the aerospace industry, the government one. And it starts with an N, and I will tell you, it is the most miserable I've ever been in my life. It does work that most people are blown away and fascinated by, discovering planets and doing things beyond what we think are capable. But the way it was run was soul-destroying.
It's all run without God in mind. I mean, if it's not a spiritual back, it has to be spiritual. I mean, everything is spiritual. It really is, and that's what's missing in so much of everything in life, and the corporations that are controlling our food and trying to give us GMOs and things like that. There's no God in there.
Yeah, or humanity at all. I so agree with you. So interesting. So finding the ways to extricate ourselves from these things that are going down in ways that I think they actually render people feeling impotent, feeling
absolutely
powerless.
Absolutely. They want you to feel that way. And when you go to a doctor, and I'm not saying anybody shouldn't, but you're turning yourself over to someone else's, what they have been trained to believe, and it may not be in your highest good. It may not be the thing. It is controlled. The medical establishment is so controlled. And they've had cures for cancer years ago, and they have suppressed all that. But the answer is really, if you take care of yourself, you never would get cancer. It's just there's so much stuff in the foods and vaccinations. Oh my God! And the only time I would get sick working for the Army, I would get my flu shot there. That's the only time I would get sick, is to get that flu shot. And it's all about money. It's all about money.
Right.
It's taking control of your life. Just taking charge of your life. Take charge of your health. That's the important thing.
Take charge. Absolutely. Make the choices. Check inside. Find out what does your body require. It actually can talk to you, much like we can talk to God. Our body can talk to us and communicate. So people out there, I know you mentioned that one of the things is don't work in a job that you hate. Really wonderful to find ways to express yourself in a career, in a job that really represents who you are innately and gives you joy in others. How can we get in touch with our purpose? What do you recommend?
Now, years ago, I would had the same thought. I can remember I was driving to work one morning, and I thought, oh, God, I know I have a purpose. I know there's something I'm supposed to be doing here. And I saw a shooting star, and I felt like that was a little sign. But I can remember stating an intention. I'd like to reach the highest level, take the highest road, and find my purpose. Ask. Just ask. Every one of you, everyone out there has spirit guides. Everyone, and God is listening to everyone. We are all a part of the divine. And just say, I want to be shown the way. I want you to show me the way that I can do the greatest thing, be the greatest thing, have the job that is right for me. Just put that thought out there and keep that thought. And it will work. That thought will work for you, and see you in your mind being there in the happiest situation that you can. And don't let go of that thought. And no matter what you have now, be grateful for whatever you want more of in your life, or you want something else. Be grateful for what's there, but see it, something better there coming.
Something
always,
better coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that job in your mind. Say, see it in your mind that I've got it. It's right there. It's right around the corner. It's right. That's right in mind. Time is not what we think it is. And just see yourself already there, and all of a sudden, bang. And sometimes it may come as a frightening thing. All of a sudden you get fired for nothing you've done. And that may be good. That may be the good news. And sometimes we learn it in a painful way, but all of a sudden it was the best thing that happened. Or just like all of a sudden you end up in a divorce you weren't expecting, but that can be the best thing that ever happened too, because a lot of us can be married and miserable. So we just have to let go and ask for the highest and the best for us.
Let go, ask for the highest and the best for us. And just to concur with what Dr. Jean is saying here about time, it is not linear. If you'd like a great example of this, I just saw a pre-screen movie called Arrival, which does have to do with extraterrestrials. Highly recommended. It is what I know to be truth about time or no time or no place and everything all at once. It stars Amy Adams, Forrest Whitaker, and Jeremy Rayner. Again, it's called Arrival, and it's beautiful. We'll be right back with more conversation with Jean. What is she next, Dare to Dream? How can we really love ourselves? Stay tuned.
From the moment you enter Rejuvenate Medical Spa, it is clear that all of our products and services are designed to maximize your physical image from head to toe with the miracles of today's contemporary aesthetic procedures. RejuvenateMedical.com can enhance your best features and correct imperfections. Call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with questions or to schedule a free consultation and be on your way to a more beautiful, more confident you today. View our online specials now at RejuvenateMedical.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. If you're just tuning in, I'm interviewing Dr. Jean Logan. Jean is a unique healer who has developed a one-of-a-kind healing system that combines ancient glyphs with a powerful spiritual connection and global reach. Jean's website is drjeanlogan.com. Jean, this is Dare to Dream. So I got to ask you, what are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Right now I want people to be out there healing themselves. I want to mention that's Dr. D.R. It's not the whole spelled out. It's D.R. Jean Logan.
And very good. Same,
and my books are available on Amazon. My dream, well, I have a nonprofit, Holy Ground Farm, and I use the profits from the books to help indigenous children in Nepal and Peru. And then where I live, I have 58 acres donated to the nonprofit. I see in my mind's eye a center for special needs children there at some point. And that's my dream. That's my dream, my vision, and I know it'll happen. The land got here, so the building will happen, and I just have this strong belief. People sometimes say, well, you should be doing this. You should be mailing out little, looking for donations. No, I trust. I just trust. That's one of the, well, there's a glyph called trust. It takes away this feeling like we have to control everything. And I just trust that when you have a job to do, you'll be given what you need.
Oh, my goodness.
A strong sense of belief. That's important.
It's very powerful stuff, powerful medicine here. And if you could go back, Jean, and say anything to your 16-year-old self now, what would you say to your 16-year-old self from who you are today?
Oh, wow. I had no idea. I think knowing that the time I was 16, I was this frightened thing, I don't know what I would say now because I think we all have a path. And we have to go through that path. And sometimes with young people, we'd like to tell them what they ought to do, but they have to find out for themselves. And that's why I think it's important to get young people involved in things that have a spiritual nature so they can get in touch with that the being that they are, because so many times that we're looking for answers out there and we want to be free of some emotional issues we have, and the answer is sometimes giving of ourselves.
I think, what is the one ritual or the practice that you do that keeps you really grounded? And I'm not just grounded, but also in this beautiful place of being so receiving and let go at the same time.
I go out and walk in nature a lot. And also when I wake up in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, connect with your divinity. See yourself as divine. See yourself as this powerful being. Pretend you are a god because you are. And see yourself as such. And always speak kindly to yourself. Never look in the mirror disparaging some part of you, because every bit of you is a part of God.
What would you like to say here at the end? What would you like to tell the listeners, and how can people work with you?
Believe in your power. Every one of you is divine. Just believe in your power. When you want something, ask the divine and say, this is what I want. And then see that it's already there.
It is already so.
It is already there. You create your own reality. You are making a movie and you are writing the script. And so write your script with you the way, winning the way you want to, being who you want to, and filled with love.
Thank you.
For your highest
Thank you
good.
So much for coming on the show, for sharing your expertise, Jean. I loved having you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Debbie. I've really enjoyed it. And many blessings to everybody out there.
She's at drjeanlogan.com. I end today's show with this quote from Steve Jobs. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life. Subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to become a best-selling author, time to learn how to get booked on radio and get big results, go to mybestsellerbook.com and learn the reason why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out is really because your messaging is off. I help you sell out and have a waiting list by using media just when I show you how to message yourself correctly. MediaMasteryRadio.com and MyBestsellerBook.com, both programs boost your business and your message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Dare to Dream Radio.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.